Menachem Goldstein, Yeshiva HaTorah 37.
I'm a Rabbi Abba, yes?
Yeah, Abba.
V'omar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. שני תלמידי חכמים המקשיבים זה את זה בהלכה, הקדוש ברוך הוא שומע לכולם. Yes, so two תלמידי חכמים, sitting, discussing and listening one to the other. Each one to the other. So then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is also listening to them. HaKodesh Baruch Hu שומע לכל שנאמר, הישבת בגנים, חברים מקשיבים לכולך. It's very special to many times to see that we are reading Shir HaShirim. And Shir HaShirim is like a love story between husband and wife. But if you are following that by Chazal, so that's like analogia to very high level Kabbalistic sources, how the relationship between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and how the Kodesh Baruch Hu is controlling the world, how is punishing or giving reward, and how is influencing us all the goodness. And we spoke already, I told you a few weeks ago, the source of Tzavarech kemigdal Hashem banui letalpiyot. So I mentioned that now we are starting Shloshta Shvot, like we were the discussion of Beis HaMikdash. So I explained that the Tzavar symbolizing the place that all the major systems of the body are going through. Nerves and blood. And that's why the Gemara is saying Psik Reisha Velo Yomus. If you are cutting the head, of course it will be done. So that's pipe. And I said that the pipe of the influence of Hashem to the earth is the place of Beis HaMikdash, and by that I explained why Yosef and Binyamin are meeting. So by plural, Tzavrei Ish Achiv, each one is falling on the neck of his brother. So Chazal interpreting that they cried about Beis HaMikdash discussion. So I asked, that's 1,000 years before, what are you speaking about? And they said that they had such high level sensitive level to feel the Beis HaMikdash. That's how it was reminded. So also this pasuk is saying Hayoshevet Baganim. Sitting on the gardens means a good place that you are enjoying. That means learning Torah. That's an analogy. Chavirim makshivim lekolech. No, we, the Talmidei Chachom, sitting baganim, then Chavirim makshivim lekolech. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is listening to them. So I'm just enjoying the analogy of so deep, so interesting to show the point. Yes, you know, that means, let's say, if two Africans speaking now about how to catch a deer at Kenya. Okay, the Kodesh Baruch doesn't care. Okay, it's like an animal which is trying to catch another animal. but when Talmidei Chachamim are discussing Baaloche, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's so important that he's listening to them. The Kodesh Baruch Hu now hear what we are for, we are double to. Yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu listening to us. That's written somewhere above. Yes? Ve'im enosin ken, but if they are not doing like that, listening quite patiently to the other, gormim l'shchina shtistalek m'Yisrael, שנאמר ברך דודי. They are causing the glory to be taken away from Am Yisrael. Yes? Ay, 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 ay. Yes, I heard on the news. Yesterday was one of the committee of the Knesset about legal things, what to decide. So were 20 people, and everyone were screaming like Mishugasen, Mishugoyim. Unnormal, okay? That's unnormal. Okay, so so they brought professors to say both sides. So the professor, which was saying against the government, everyone listened quite patiently and respectfully. And the professor, which was speaking what the government wanted to make the new laws, so they started to scream. They didn't let him speak any word. Ah, you are destroying the democracy, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You see what's behind, you understand. Mm-hmm. It's not listening, it's not discussion. It's just they've already had their point of view and finished. They don't mind to hear anyone. Not interested on the MS. So listening to the other side, that means you're interested to come to the truth. That's why the importance of students who are learning is to listen to the other point, because you are willing to accept to be criticized or to accept other opinion, and you are checking, and then you come to analyze what's the truth. The pirish there, and the explanation for that is מה שאומר שני תלמידי חכמים הנוחים לזה. Now he's saying that stronger. That not only that listening, that are convenient each one to the other. So no lomar, כשם שהם נוחים זה לזה, the same that they are comfortable and patient for each one to the other. והרב עליו דברי חברו, so and is enjoying to listen to his friend, yes? We mentioned that why Basile were chosen to be aloche kmo isam, because she noichim ze laze baaloche, they were respecting the other side opinion of Bez Shammai, velo od ela she magdim midivre Bez Shammai lidivrem. Not only that they had patient, they first brought the other opinion, then they said, but we do not agree with them because of ABC, and we think whatever, mm-hmm. X. By Jewish point of view, if you are respecting the other one, you are not losing anything, you are just becoming, you have benefit of that. Yes, okay. רצונו לומר, כשם שהם נויחים זה לזה והרב עליו דברי חברו, ככה הקדוש ברוך הוא מקשיב להם. Same thing, the קדוש ברוך הוא will listen to them. והרביעים עליו דבריהם, that make it sweet to the קדוש ברוך הוא. Yes, to listen. I will answer shortly. Hello. הוא אמר שהוא יבדוק שהוא דבר עם החתן, הוא מבין את השיעור, עוד מעט ידבר. בסדר? הוא מכיר את המשפחה, הוא לא מכיר טוב, והחתן שלו מכיר, הוא יברר. אוקיי, ומקשיב להם והרבים עליו דבריהם. ומה שאמר אחר כך, what he said afterwards, שני תלמידי חכמים המקשיבים זה לזה, two תלמידי חכמים that are listening each one to the other, הקדוש ברוך הוא שומע לכולם, דבר זה כמו שכל אחד שומע לכל חברו, the same as each one of them listening to his friend, כך השם שומע לכולם, same thing, הקדוש ברוך הוא listening to them. ואין דבר זה דומה למה שאמר לפני זה שני תלמידי חכמים הנוחים זה לזה. It's not similar to what he said before, that two תלמידי חכמים נוחים. Yes? So, there are two things. One, that each one is listening to his friend. The other one is convenient to his friend. Why? כי כאן מדבר שהם מקשיבים כל אחד דברי חברו ונותן ליבו על דבריו. Nochim means not only listening. He heard him and he just waited to attack him. No, he listened. He is putting his words on his heart and then he's deciding if that's true or not. Lekach, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea lekolam gam ken. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu listening to them also. Vim enosim ken, but if they are not doing like that, gormim leshchina shetistalek v'tiparet m'Yisrael. שדבר זה מה שאין מקשיבים זה לזה או פירות זה מזה וגורם שהשכינה תיפרד ותסתלק ותיפרד מישראל. If they are not listening each one to the other, that's like causing the glory of Hashem to be separated from Israel. The same as they are separated. אבל אצל אותם שהם נוחים, but those couple who are convenient each one to the other, לא אמר כך, רק אצל המקשיבים זה לזה. Yes, So he's saying there was listening, there is noichim, and there is makshivim. Makshivim is that's third level, is already listening carefully. You are analyzing. Ki makshivim ze leze, because those couple who are listening each one to the other, יש להם חיבור ביחד ביויסר. Yeah, they have connection. שמקשיבים זה לזה. וכל אחד נותן לב על דברי חברו. Everyone is thinking, putting his friend's words on his heart. וכאשר אין עושים כך, כמו שהם דוחים החיבור, כך הקדוש ברוך הוא מסלק השכינה. But if they are not friendly, so then קדוש ברוך הוא same thing, is taking away his glory ונפרד מישראל. ודבר זה מבואר. Okay. ועוד כאשר הם נוחים זה לזה בתורה ומקשיבים זה לזה בתורה, now on the left side, הם נעשים אחד לגמרי על ידי התורה שהיא אחת. So then they are not separated, they are becoming unit by the Torah. Yes? וכאשר אינם מקשיבים זה לזה, להיות מתחברים ביחד, או כאילו היחס ושלום חילוק בתורה, לכך השכינה מסתלק מישראל. But if they are separating themselves to say, I'm only Litvak, I'm only Hasidishev, I'm only Sephardi, I'm only Ashkenazi, yes? They are making categories, separation. Like each one is feeling not brother of the other group, right. That caused the glory of Kodesh Boko to be taken away. By the way, there was on one of the famous yeshivas at Europe, I don't remember if it was Slabotke, Kelem, one of them. So the Mashgiach used to put notice on every Erev Rosh Hashanah on the board, on the entrance of the Shiva. Vayi Bishur Melech, Bisasev Rashi'am, Yachad Shivte Israel. You want to make Malchuyos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so you need Bisasev Rashi'am, to gather yourself together. Yachad Shivte Israel. We have 12 tribes, yes? What's the 12 tribes? A different character for each type of personalities, but that should be unit, yachad. To be yachad, then the glory of Hashem coming on us together. Okay. כי אין השכינה עם ישראל רק בשביל כי נתן להם תוירה, שהיא אחת. לכך הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא אחד. הוא עם עם ישראל. The same as the Torah is... He is making his one Torah was given to Am Yisrael, not 12 Torahs, yes? So that, and that's unit, the 12 tribes. Then the Kodesh Boko, that is only, that is Echaz, is united with Am Yisrael. So let's say, on physics also, we have things which are combined of two items, yes? But there are things which are one, yes? So Kodesh Baruch Hu is not, so every when we are speaking about the material world, everything is consist of, let's say this table, it consists of three, four parts. The up side of this wood, the wood, the metal and the screws, yes? So we have four materials here joined together, which make it one item, which is the table, yes? But if we are speaking about wood by itself, this is, even that consists of many things inside, but this is one item, which is wood, yes? So if something is consists of a few things, so if you have only part of them, you are missing something. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not consist of, is one unit, yes? That have everything together, yes? Mm-hmm. All the powers together, but that's why we are emphasizing that by saying twice a day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, now, וכאשר אינם מקשיבים לזה, להיות מתחברים ביחד, וכאילו היחס ושולר חילוק בתוירה, לכך השכינה מסתלק מישראל. כי אין השכינה עם ישראל רק בשביל כי נתן להם תוירה, שהיא אחת. לכך הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא אחד עם ישראל. ודבר זה תמצא אמון, זה left side, 7-9, 8-9. ודבר זה תמצא במדרש פרשה סטרומה. אל ועשו לי מקדש ושכנתי בנשואיך העם. Yes, so the midrash is saying like that. וזה אמר, אחר שנתן להם תורה על הר סיני.
But what did all this say just now?
What?
You read it, I read it still.
that yes, I will explain now. ודבר זה, on the 8th line, תמצא במדרש פרשת תרומה. He's saying this idea you will find on the follow the sources. על, on the פוסוק, ועשו לי מקדש ושכנתי בסויכם. וזה אמר, what does it mean? אחר שנתן להם התורה על הר סיני. This was said after the קדוש ברוך הוא gave them the Torah. כי השם יתברך שהוא אחד, מתחבר עם התורה שהיא אחת. וקדוש ברוך הוא, that is one unit, as I explained before, is connected, is becoming attached with the Torah, which is only also one. Yes? ולכך, כאשר הם מקשיבים זה לזה, כאילו היחס ושלום חילוק בתורה. And that's why תלמיד החכמים that are learning Torah, but are not listening to the other, it's like division. Ah, your Torah is different than me, I don't want to discuss with you, mm-hmm. we're not together. So דבר זה גורם, such behavior causing, שתסתלק שכינה מישראל, כאשר אין התורה אחת. כי לכך השכינה בישראל, בשביל שיש להם תורה אחת, כמו שהוא יתברך אחד. That's why the Torah is given to Am Yisrael, because they have one Torah, the same as the Kodesh Boch is one. וכן מה שאמר, שהם מקשיבים זה לזה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מקשיב לכולם. Also what he said, that if they are listening, the קדוש ברוך הוא listening to them. כי כאשר הם מתחברים ביחד על ידי התורה שהיא אחת, קדוש ברוך הוא מתחבר עמהם. כמו שאמרנו, כי השם יתברך עם ישראל מצד שנתן להם תורה שהיא אחת. The קדוש ברוך הוא is with Am Yisrael, because he gave them one Torah. Okay, that's why he's joining them. Okay, here we will stop today. Okay,
this is next. Number 37.
Yes. Adam will fulfill my prayer. I won't be in Jerusalem on Sunday, Monday. He will give the lesson instead of me.
Stop talking so loud.
That's right.
Talking so loud, nobody has to hear us properly.